Hey, how about parents? Did your parents take school really seriously? Was that something that
Yes, my parents certainly did. But I also think back that other than maybe two PTA meetings in a year, for my own mother, and I don't know that she was any different than other parents, there was very little parental involvement, not like there is today. It was kind of a hands-off thing, interestingly enough.
So I'm curious then, moving along in your age, staying with the theme of schools, as you
Yes.
became a teenager,
Yes.
in the that would be about, I guess we're looking at, 58, late 50s, early 60s.
59, yeah, going
Did
in.
you that's supposedly an era of the rise of teenage culture. Do you remember whether you had sort of a distinctive teenage culture in your school? Do you remember dances, popular music,
Oh yeah,
very teen-oriented
we
popular culture?
definitely had we had our little dances at in the junior high school and the senior high school, and they were lots of fun. I consider myself to be very lucky in the years I grew up. I graduated from high school in 1966, and other than somebody sneaking a little bit from a liquor bottle from father's liquor cabinet, there was very little, if any, drugs. I don't ever remember anybody smoking marijuana when I was in high school, and I just consider myself so lucky to have grown up at that time, because I think the teenage brain doesn't always work all that well. I have no doubt that my teenage brain would have been just as non-functional as any teenage brain. So I just consider myself so lucky to have grown up at that time.
Did anyone smoke regular cigarettes? Was that
Oh,
still fashionable?
yes. When I was at Burnaby North, you could not smoke, of course, on the schoolyard. So everybody used to stand at the corner of Hastings and Hammarskjöld for those who did smoke. And they would stand there sort of in the bushes there, and that's where they would smoke.
And was that seen as something kind of inappropriate, like the bad kids smoked or everyone smoked? You just couldn't do it in
Well,
school now.
yes. I didn't want to smoke, and so I thought, oh, don't want to get into that. But no, I mean, some very nice kids, they were trying it on for size. It wasn't necessarily the bad kids, but usually it was the ones that you know were going to push the envelope with their parents and probably with other people as they got into the workplace.
How about popular music and that sort of thing? Did you pick up on the icons of the era, like Elvis get pumped in,
Well,
or the
more the
Beatles, or
Beatles.
the Beatles?
Yes, the Beatles, because 1966, this was just starting all that English music. And oh yeah, we loved it. Absolutely. Absolutely. I must tell you one story. I'm going to have to be very careful how I say this. I was on the graduating committee that was organizing the graduating dance. And Mrs. Prentice, she was a counselor and she was the teacher put in charge. So we all met and we're trying to decide various details of our graduation. Well, it came to the dance and music. And of course, we all had some very good ideas as to what we wanted. But Mrs. Prentice decided that we were going to have Del Richards. It was Del Richards and Lorraine McAllister or nothing.
And Del Richards, he's a Vancouver band leader, more in the sort of the big band swing kind of
Yes, it was very
genre.
conservative, late 40s, early 50s music, where, as Mrs. Prentice said, everybody would be dancing like little ladies and gentlemen. And I was not happy with that decision. To this day, I kind of avoid Del. Even at the Peony, I take one look and think, oh, Del, you and I got off on the wrong foot a long time ago. So, yes, we had Del Richards at our graduation dance.
But you're all hankering for a little more rock and roll.
A little more rock and roll. Yeah, something a little bit more zany. That would have been nice.
And were your friends, picking up on sort of the 60s fashions? Were skirts getting shorter and hair getting longer, or did they
Oh, they
still?
certainly were. Oh, yes. Even in junior high school, yeah, the mini skirts. I can remember we'd all leave home with the skirt down at the top of our knees, and by the time we had walked to school, it was rolled up considerably. And then when we came back home, it got let let loose again, back down to the knees.
Boy, how long did boys' hair get it?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm just behind where they really were starting to. By 1970, yeah, a lot of the guys had it down to the shoulders, but I just kind of missed that. Mm.
So no early hippies in your
cohort. No. I would say it was another year or two after I got out of high school that I really noticed that there was, I'd say, a lot more defiance in younger people.
Interesting. Well, I wonder if we could return to our sort of neighborhood observations too, growing up in the Heights area.
Yes.
As you grew older, were there more things to do in the Heights area?
Absolutely. Originally, like for example, McGill Library, it was tucked away behind either a house or a storefront. And it looked like no more than a couple of trailers that had been built together. It may very well have been a wooden building. We thought we were so lucky in, I think it was the late 50s, early 60s, when we got a library in Confederation Park. And we thought, well, aren't we smart? Now look at what we've got. So that was kind of the start of the amenities coming into North Burnaby anyways. I just must tell you a little side thing. Helen's, that's where my mother bought all my clothes as a child. And it was just a wonderful shop to go into.
It has that iconic sign, the neon sign.
Yes,
of the girl.
I'm so glad they didn't get rid of that. Yeah, that's a lot of memories.
So did you ever meet Helen?
Yes.
Is she a memorable person?
Yes. Well? Yeah. No. I do. I definitely do remember her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was she like? I don't know Helen.
Mm. She was a very nice lady and very helpful and. I can see why that business lasted as long. Absolutely.
Any other businesses? I see ads in the old papers for, is it Norburn Bowling Lanes, Regent Theater?
We used to go to the Regent Theater. Yep, there'd be a million screaming kids in the Regent Theater when I was growing up, and I can't remember what we would have paid to go in there, probably about 10 cents, but hot and sticky and smelly, but we loved the place. One other place that I used to go to, if my mother was going to a PTA meeting or something, my father would take us over to the old Burnaby Advertiser. The actual printing shop for that newspaper was, I'm trying to think, it was the corner of Hastings. It's just before you start going down the hill. It's on the Burnaby side. Before you start going down the hill, there's... I think a vacuum cleaner shop and an Italian restaurant in there now. Well, that's where the original office for the Burnaby Advertiser was, and it was the editor was Val Roach, and he was a wonderful gentleman. He was English, and we'd run around that printing press as he was getting out the newspaper, and I just remember I loved going in there.